How's it going? I'm B-Smitty.
Jesse Cobblesmith.
Today we're talking about The Shining. Released in 1980. Directed by Stanley Kubrick, starring Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, Danny Lloyd, and Scatman Crothers.
Scatman Crothers.
So, this is probably one of the best films ever made.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite horror movie of all time. It's probably my, definitely top 10, probably close to top 5.
Yep.
Movies of all time.
Yep. I think it's definitely one of those, you'll never see a movie like this. Like,
no,
ever.
No.
No. Just like the performances too. Jack Nicholson's awesome in the movie. Right. He nails down the character. I've seen a lot of people where they say he's kind of acts too crazy at the beginning, but he's already has like those anger issues, and that's already addressed at the beginning. So like that's kind of. Are we still hooked up?
Yeah.
And I don't really find that an issue at all.
I never thought that he was like too crazy or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like that's how Jack is in real life at times. Like,
well, yeah,
you know, like
he's probably
kind of like
himself.
A wiry kind of just guy. But I never felt like it was over the top.
I think because he always talks like, you know, with a, you know,
he's
like,
got that look.
You know, he always has that look and does that thing with his mouth.
talks through his teeth, you know, like, I never felt like that.
Yeah. Shelley Duvall's awesome.
I really like her performance in it. Like,
I don't think anyone else could actually, I mean, pretty much every character is like one, you know, they're made for this movie. You know, if there was someone else, the movie wouldn't be the same. But I really think like no one could perform as like the role of Wendy as well as she did.
No, like she just has that look. I don't want to call her like a scary or an ugly woman, but she has a unique like.
She just has unique features.
Features and you know she plays that like very nice wife, mother type, and.
Just in a rough...
Just rough patch in her life and, like...
Rough marriage and...
And just her, like, you know, her being able to act just so stressed out towards the end of the movie was...
Yeah.
It's worth watching just for her, like, just...
I feel like if anyone really tried to replicate that performance, you'd probably, like, pass out. And they're, like, you know, just, like, you just feel, like...
Right.
Really... Like, just tense after... Like, it's an amazing performance by Shelley Duvall on that one.
I agree, yes.
Another Stephen King written.
Yeah, seems like we're doing a lot of Stephen King.
A lot of Stephen King.
And we don't plan that.
It's it just kind of has happened.
It just happened.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that because, I mean, I like a lot of his adaptations, you know, that are in the movies. You know, and Shining is right there. It's one of the best.
And then directed by Stanley Kubrick, which is one of the best directors for sure.
One of my favorites. You know, it's
he never really he always did what he stuck to his vision and didn't really like kind of, you know, we talked about in one podcast where sometimes like they'll just do a film just to do a film. I feel like Kubrick was too
Way too picky.
Way too picky. Probably had like some.
It's his way or no way type deal.
Yeah, he just knew what he wanted to do. He didn't care.
Why he only has a handful of early movies.
And he would take years and years to make them. And just was, you know, even like the editing process, he like just made sure it was exactly how he wanted it. And I think that's a good thing. You know, sometimes you can get a little too crazy with that, but at the same time, you know, he has, you know, these, you know, his film lineup is...
Sure.
You know, they're all still talked about today.
Right. He left a legacy of movies, you know, and it's really like probably his last five movies that really have that distinct look. You know, some of his early stuff are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, because he, you know, he did like Spartacus and you know, Barry Lyndon and those type of movies. But I think starting with, you know, what was it, A Clockwork Orange.
Probably Clockwork Orange. I was gonna see what when that came out. 71.
Yeah. So, Clockwork Orange and Shining and those movies look, you know, even like Full Metal Jacket, they have that look to it.
Yep. Yeah, that was definitely, I feel like, you know, the start. And it's kind of like, I feel like there's a lot of directors like that, that, you know, they obviously have to start somewhere. And then once they, you know, can kind of go branch off into what they want to do. I think, I think what Kubrick did too is he really nailed everything. Like it all, the whole movie kind of works together. The music in the movie is really like,
it's like classical music, and it just fits well. It's dark classical music, and it's
always there, but it's not in the way. Mm-hmm. And like, if you even if you just listen to the music by yourself, you still get that weird tense feeling of like, you know, what The Shining is, and I think one thing that's good about the film too is how the progression of Jack and how like, I guess he's kind of seems a little crazy, like soon after they get there, you know, he's starting to kind of, you know, that's where I don't think it's, I think people, when they talk about how he acts crazy at the beginning, I think there's a difference between like him just being like an abusive husband to being actual like an axe murderer. And I think they did good, or Kubrick did good, all of them did good with like the progression of how to release him actually being crazy.
Right.
From like the scenes where he's just like has like, you know, Danny on his lap. Like it's a really like tense scene of like, you know, just asking him questions. And then the cool bar scene where he's just like sitting by himself. Like I feel all those scenes are just like, you know, it's a good build up for what actually ends up happening.
At the beginning of the movie, they kind of, they already kind of push it on you that he wasn't the greatest dad, but he was a drinker.
Yeah.
You know, he was a drinking dad. And, you know, it kind of led, I think it did fine just saying, all right, he's kind of a rough around the edges kind of guy. But, you know, yeah, once he gets to this, you know, the Overlook Hotel, it's, yeah, he changes.
And you thought the getaway would be good for his writing career and his family.
Right. The seclusion of the place.
And you know, once they're at the hotel and everything, we get introduced to Scatman Crothers, which he's awesome in the movie. When he's, there's just something about him that kind of like,
I think maybe just the voice, the way he talks.
The voice, it's definitely the voice, the voice, and the like, the way he just speaks to like Danny, most usually talking to him, and like the whole scene with them at the table is a great performance by like, both of them. You know, like, Danny Lloyd as that young of a kid did really good for for this movie.
And I read too that during the filming of it, you know, Danny Lloyd, he's only probably what, 7 years old maybe or whatever, but like working with Kubrick and stuff, they made it think that it was a comedy movie. Like they were not gonna tell him this is a horror movie. They made it to where it's like a comedy for him. So I thought that was kind of cool. I don't think that kid's ever been in anything else. I think that
I don't think so.
I think that's the only movie he's ever done. So
it's a good one to be in.
Right.
For sure.
So, yeah, he did good for a young kid. I mean, it's a memorable part. You know, the whole Red Rum scene.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's super cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you put, like, a poster of Danny Lloyd from just a picture of him, people will know, you know exactly what he's from.
You know what he's from. All right. Yeah, that's The Shining. That's the kid from The Shining.
For sure.
You might not know the kid from, you know, some, you know, Scream movie.
Random movie. Like, I don't know a kid from another movie in 1980.
No, that's
not off the top of my head, at least.
Off the top of my head, I can tell you.
But, yeah, I think one thing I do like a lot in this movie, too, is the maze. The maze is awesome, and I really like how he, the one part that's, especially for, you know, its time, I think that for this time, this movie did a lot. like just really kind of made I think the tagline of the movie is awesome too. Let me just say that too. It's a masterpiece of modern horror. Yeah, it really is. Like all the things that are in this movie kind of like were the beginning. It was very like, it was like a pioneer in film in general. Like I love the scene when he looks over the maze on the table. Like
and it just the makeshift zooms in.
And zooms in on it. Like there's stuff like that in this movie that, you know, just kind of make you think of like kind of what's going on and all that kind of stuff.
And at that time, that was probably a hard scene to do. And it probably took them days to even accomplish that. And but that's the great part about Kubrick, him being so, you know, very detailed in what he wants to do. And that kind of stuff makes the movie. I mean, not like we were just saying, it's just, it's not just in The Shining either. It's all his movies that he does. You know, it's obvious that he's taken the time to really make a good movie. And not that, and for some reason The Shining really isn't, you know, critically acclaimed type movie. I mean, it's definitely well known and a lot of people enjoy it, but you know, it's, you're not going to see it on that top 10 top 25 list of all-time greatest movies. You know, it'll be there in probably the top 50 to 100, but you know, it, to me, it's, I mean, it's one of my favorites. I could watch it anytime, you know, if it's on TV or anything. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's definitely, I think you even say that it's like a good Christmas film.
I tend to watch it during Christmas, and it's, for some weird reason. I don't know why, but, you know, it's, it is a good Christmas movie.
We highly recommend this for every Christmas.
But... but what I was going to say is, but like the movie, you're really only watching like three characters almost throughout the whole movie. And I think that's what's really cool. I mean, you have, you know, obviously like a couple other guys.
Pop in here and there,
but it's really just them, you know, the family. And it's just the struggles, the daily struggles of being together and cooped up, and you get that feeling, and you get the tension, and you know, the only thing Jack wants to do is sit there and write his novel or book or whatever he's doing. And it's like, he just can't be, even in this big old place, he still can't get time by himself. I don't know. It's just like, it almost seems claustrophobic. Like they're in this huge hotel, but it's just, you feel so enclosed, like, man, I gotta get out of here.
Everyone's still right next to you. One thing I really like too is, I mean, it's kind of like the most popular part, but like the whole time when he kind of loses control and then like the whole axe scene. What we were talking about earlier with Shelley just kind of going just all out crazy, you know, yelling, you know, screaming, like full on performance of like just being scared.
Right.
He's like, Danny. You know, it's the whole, the cool thing about this movie too, it's, I don't know how long it is.
It's a long movie.
It's a long movie. It's 2 hours and 26 minutes. Yeah. So I feel like each part is very long. Like each second. So like when he's actually kind of going crazy, it's actually a really long scene.
Because
it kind of cuts over to Scatman. And this is like one of my favorite parts is when he gets back to the hotel to kind of check on Wendy and Danny. Like the whole like scene, he's walking in just asking, you know, he's just yelling out for people. Can't hear anything. And then Jack comes out of the corner with the axe. Like that whole thing is just like,
that's a great part.
Yeah.
And the whole like just coming out with the axe thing and like,
like,
you know, the music goes and then you see like zooms in on like Danny's face.
Because he has like the shining thing. Like, and like,
I mean, it's just like, super cool.
It's definitely, it's a film where it keeps, it's strange, there's not much really going on, but at the same time you feel like kind of like on the edge of your seat in a weird way. Like you're wondering what's going to happen next, and you know,
you wonder where it's going.
The room 237 old lady is kind of scary. I remember that, being sketched on her when I was a younger person.
Super bizarre.
Yeah.
But it was cool though. I mean, it's real cool. It's not what he expected in that part.
No.
You know, it's, you know, he's hallucinating and he sees, you know, an attractive woman in the tub and then, you know, he thinks, you know, starts hugging and kissing her and he thinks it's great. And then all of a sudden he looks in the mirror in the backside and she's just like,
just weathered all, old lady, weathered like with her skin, like, all like
skin's all messed up from laying in the tub.
And so like, nasty.
It doesn't help that she's pure naked too, and just like gross looking.
Yeah.
But that's another cool like scene. Like Kubrick captures that moment of him just like distressed, like you know, like just the camera work of him like just zooming in and just like falling back. And
he was, his like vision was somehow like you really felt like you were like right next to that person. Mm-hmm. Somehow, even with all his films, like you feel like you're there or you're in it or somehow
you're like you're right there or you're walking right behind the person. Like all his like hallway scenes or going into a door or
all those like tracking scenes,
everything is like a long shot, a lot of long shots. And like,
oh, and this is good to mention too, that, you know, while we're talking about the long shots, is this is the, I think this is the first film to use a Steadicam.
Oh yeah.
With like the more known shot is like the three wheel bike going through like
the,
I don't remember the person who created it, but this is like the first time that they actually could really go straight without having like a lot of like, you know, motion in the in the shot. And I think that they, since it was early on, they definitely made use of it in this film, and kind of that really kind of made you feel like in it a lot more too.
You're following that, you're right there.
And I think the, with, so I guess, is there anything in this film that kind of you would change or definitely a masterpiece of modern horror,
right?
I don't know if there's anything that you would like to see in it or different.
It's not necessarily.
I really like the like, it's hard to say because it's already like the movie's already really good, but like the scenes where like where like Jack's like, you know, he's hallucinating or whatever it is that he's doing, like he's talking to Grady and that type of thing, it'd be really nice to see like, you know, like a another type of thing of that. Yeah, like there's the whole like gold room, and I feel like it was probably more so the gold room because of like the ending going into the photo, so they probably didn't want to have like another type of, you know, they had the bathtub scene, but that led with, you know, Danny not going in 237. So I feel like they'd probably just maybe would have strayed too much, but it would just be cool to see a little bit more of that weird, like, backstory, the backstory stuff.
Like maybe more of whatever people were there before. Like, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
because it doesn't, I mean, really it's just.
But you don't need it.
No.
But it's just, I think what's awesome is like, this movie could be 3 hours and it would still be good. I think that's what's awesome about this movie is that like, when it's over, like you've, like it's definitely a great film, and
it leaves you hanging
a little bit. But like, it is one of those movies where like you wouldn't even mind it being another half hour. Like that was just so awesome. I could have used more. And I'm what the crazy thing is, I'm sure Kubrick shot like 8 hours of this movie, but they had to condense it.
I know there's some type of alternate ending that he did, something with Danny and, you know, Wendy in the hospital or something. I remember reading about, but even if they put that in, you know, it's really not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the ending was just fine, how it all worked out.
Oh, yeah. I love that ending, just going into, like, the photo and, like, that was nice.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely bizarre. It's got some bizarre scenes, you know, with the random, like, you know, bear in the bedroom.
That's like, a weird scene when Wendy's running around up the stairs.
And that's one of my favorite parts in the movies, when she's just distressed running with the knife. And
that music is nuts in that part too,
right?
Like it has I don't even know what the instrument is, but it's making that noise. And it's just like man, it's just like super nervous,
some type of percussion. Woods and percussion.
So it's just like that's a really good one. I I think for like scenes, like I think what I like is actually multiple scenes where they do the same thing, mm-hmm. where it's just focused on one person. Like, so like Scatman scene is when he's in the hotel and like shows his face.
Oh yeah.
And he's having this shining moment, mm-hmm. and he's just like kind of acting all like nuts, which mm-hmm. I think that scene, they did like a record amount of takes at that time.
Yeah.
I think Shelley's might have been more though, but it was like, I remember reading that Scatman actually broke down in real life and started crying because he had to do that so many times.
Yeah.
But that whole scene, and then like each character kind of has that like self scene of like just them like mm-hmm. like really just like
distressed.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of like a style thing, but I love how each person kind of has like their own like moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's well made. Mm-hmm. You get a feel for each character.
Mm-hmm.
Just the looks of the movie too.
Oh
know,
yeah.
You know, just
probably one of the greatest opening shots too for a film with the helicopter shot down on the car with like that music playing, just like the titles. Right?
Oh yeah.
You know, it's just a real classic opening.
Uh-huh. I really like it. Yep. Yeah. It's like I said, I mean, I'm, you know, this is one of my favorites, right? I really don't have anything bad to say about the movie. So it's never gotten old. I think I watch it at least once a year.
Yeah, it's definitely a yearly film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. It's another one. I think every movie that we talked about, we said watch it, but definitely watch it.
Right.
You know, don't think it's on the streaming this time.
I don't know. It might be on Amazon.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, you know, search it, you know. It's worth a purchase. Just buy it. It's definitely worth the purchase. We got to see it in the theater like two years ago.
2 years ago.
That was a privilege.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's nice lately. It's if you, you know, keep an eye out. They've been playing a lot of older movies in theaters.
Yeah, it was a whole new experience watching this on the big screen.
Yeah, that was cool.
This is a great movie to watch with proper sound.
Yeah.
Or proper headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just so much like the soundtrack and everything, all just, it's just a great watch.
Yeah, it's a good cinematic type movie. I mean, I wouldn't call it a gory horror movie. It's just really just a suspense.
Yeah. Yep.
Suspense, and you know, it's like you said, it's not. There's gonna be parts that are kind of slower, so it's. I mean, but
yeah, because it's. I mean, literally, it's three people in a hotel for, I can't remember, was it 6 months they're supposed to be in there, I think?
Something like that, yeah. 9 months, 6 months.
Basically, they're basically watching season. Over for the winter, making sure everything's running properly. Right. But yeah, it's definitely, you know, it has a, I think the, you know, you feel like you're isolated though when you're watching it. I think that's a good thing. It's not like a boring slow, like you feel like you're a part of it.
Right, yep, I agree.
But on that note, winter's coming. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
And, so I guess we'll have to watch The Shining for Christmas.
Yep.
All right, take it easy, guys.